Hallelujah. I'm gonna speak at our company number four.
And then we'll talk about kind of how.
Can you show for number four? Which is revival longing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, some churches have different place. I thank God for my brother.
And see my way.
It has been a good word.
And she made a shield of
the five longing. We find it in the book of Matthew 6, beginning from verse 10. Six.
Sula Mukaga.
And first ten. Praise the Lord. Mark 6:10.
Are Matayo Mukaga Ikumi.
It says,
Hello Mary.
Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I want to tell you, my colleagues, all my fellow pastors, there is no way the kingdom of God to come down and give you a revival. There is no way the kingdom of God to come down.
There is no way the kingdom of God can come down if you are until you are revived.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Many pastors in the assembly now, yes, they suffer in our ministry. Because they are under bondage. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
If you are under bondage, you are going to suffer in all ways. You are going to suffer in prayer. You are going to suffer in ministry. You are going to suffer in doing all the work of God. Because you are not revival. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We have many ways we need to be revival as pastors.
We have many ways we can be revived as pastors.
We have to renew our mind. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We suffer in
many things.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The
first thing.
We suffer in the way we get what to use, material things.
Many pastors we suffer financially.
Many pastors, their families are not doing well because we live by faith. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I want to tell you, my colleagues, you may be revival in getting money and you are still bonded in serving the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yes,
you may be revival in your family. Your family are okay, you are doing good, you don't have any problem.
Your family You are doing well in everything. But your child is doing poor. Your child can say,
you can say your
own. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, what is that?
I want to tell you.
We take away our revival.
We need God to bring revival to us.
It's a pastor Roger Namonyo.
As Pastor Namonyo.
I was
living in one of the bondages.
You know, I have a pregnant sister.
I have a lot of mercy.
When I see
someone suffering, I feel pain. I've been struggling so much using my own strength to help another person. That thing caused him problems in many places. Because he had that.
Yes.
But I want to thank God. One day,
and
he delivered me from that thing.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. People suffering, it's not their will. Sometimes it's a plan of God. Because he wants to put you right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We pastors, we have enough challenges, but some challenges are come from the Lord, because we want to make you strong so that you can do His work without fear. There is no way we are going to bring the kingdom down unless we are passing through all the fire. Praise the Lord.
Yes,
if you are the servant of the Lord, be ready for challenges. But the only thing we need to ask God to revive us so that we can go to heaven. Praise the Lord. I know we have many things in the world. We need to drive ourselves. We need to have good houses. We need to have big businesses in time. But the Bible tells me that you will be given 100% with God. And will give the entire life in heaven. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you, my friends, we need to serve without any fear. If anything is in fire, God is with you. He says in His word that fear no one. I'm your God. And I will never leave you alone. For me, I believe, even if I'm struggling in the ministry, my time is coming. One time, I'll testify. I don't fear. I'm in a place I'm ministering, it's not easy. It is a hard place. But if I fight, I have seen the hand of my Lord. People are getting saved. I know that my God is with me and every stress is with me. Hallelujah. I don't feel anything. And I am not feeling anything. I need to be defined by a direct pattern.
Wow.
person that will not die. God is with you. You are meant to be healed. Hallelujah. And in the name inside you, you will see the situation is going worse. In the living room, it's going to die. Don't think that person is going to die. You need to encourage him. Tell him that God is with you. This pastor does our work. We are supposed to be encouraged. We are supposed to encourage others. But in the pastor, you are crying. I'm dying. I'm poor. The situation is worse in my home. We are lacking this. We are lacking rent. We are lacking what to eat. Which God we are serving? And we begin to ask you about questions. God, do you send me to serve you? And I will say yes. Tell me the truth. If I'm not in the right place, please show me the way. In the right place. Let me ask you. At first, before you begin the ministry, who sent you? We pastors, we need to get revival in our thoughts.
We have
praise the Lord.
Amen. We need to be revived. We need to revive our mind.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I remember one day I was struggling. I was suffering. And I began to charge myself. Maybe I'm a sinner. That's why things are not working well. Because I'm a pastor. And I have a big church. I'm not a Christian. And they're not going to give. I'm suffering. I'm a sinner. And people told me, wait for the right time. Wait for the right time. And from that time up to now, for them struggling to get things. I'm comfortable with what I have.
He says, I'm satisfied with what I have.
That's why you don't find me crying anywhere. And when the pastor spoke, I never met the other time. That time I was there in the office. I was sharing with him some challenges, some party through. And I was encouraging him that God is at work. And he's going to work for me. And we had a conference. And I was sharing with my papa. And papa was struggling. I don't have money now, but Salamon. How am I going to do? I was telling him, God is God at work. God will provide. And I want to tell you people, Mother of God, God bless you. We have a working God. The only thing we need, let us raise our faith. Let us walk in the line, straight line with him. You know, we pastors, sometimes one leg is this side, the other one is this side. Even the ministry, when his foot is there, it's not just, you are also ministry. When his foot is out, you are another ministry. People, let me tell you, that's what we saw it in the ultimate work. Be serious and watch the food. We need to be revival in that
soul.
That you have been, that you had that is the man who has come here as the building churches. And you began saying, for us now sport. For us now sport. The time we went for pastor's conference, He told us that for him, he's not able to build for us churches. And this man is building churches. And he's going to give Solomon for pastors. Now let me give so-so. And then we go there so that I can pay me Solomon. And I want to build for that church. My life will change. I want to tell you, your life will not change until your right time comes. Praise the Lord. This is something about the
food.
It is just for a short time. And it is your courage to be a good pastor. That's your courage to be a good pastor. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let me tell you.
Amen.
There is no way. You are going to act to be a good counselor. To help your Christians. Until you only saw yourself by full expression. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Let me tell you this. It's good.
Who can
talk about the situation that you have experienced?
Who can talk about the situation
that you have talking about something you just had.
Yes, yes, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to
tell you.
The places
we come from, they are looking at us as pastors.
That's why you see, if someone has a problem, you know, to
you
will come to your pastor. Pastor, I don't have supper. Yes. And you as the pastor, you don't have supper. You are not inviting me on that area. You people are going to face problems. And that person will ask, where is your God? Where is your God? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Because you say that your God is a provider.
Where
is he? Please, you are the pastor also. Let me tell you, until we teach our churches, those Christians, when they look at us, they saw us as their God. Praise the Lord. Until you tell them that I'm just a signpost.
The Lord says, signpost.
To your God.
Hallelujah.
All of the problems that we brought to you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
From today, I want to tell you, my
brother,
we are suffering because we are appointed in other areas.
Because we have bondages in our lives.
Yes,
amen.
Other
people,
pastors,
they are working well. They pray for the sick and they get healed. They pray for people to get jobs. But your mind is bound.
Hello?
Amen.
People are getting miracles when you pray. People are getting jobs. People are getting money. But you the one who's praying. You are poor. You are suffering. You need to be valuable. Ask God that God, even if I'm serving you, but there is one side inside my heart. Oh my God. Please help me and revive me so that I can be an example. We must have examples. Praise the Lord.
Let us stop preaching the gospel, preaching things that excite people.
Hello?
You just preach the gospel to please people.
Yes.
You tell people to do what you can't do.
Hello?
For you are inside.
The word, you know?
Becky is called.
Scott.
You miss something.
Give me money.
I'm poor. I'm lucky. When you go to your child,
what
you need to say?
What are you holding?
I'm not asking everything.
Why are you holding? Where are you not saying?
If you need to get anything, you ask him. And I find him, he was there, okay, what do you want?
I'm not here, I'm not.
The And he was like, Pastor Namun.
You're
welcome.
I'm
thinking. When I look at you, I see the big ministry in you. And you're going to have the church at Palermo. I see it in you. But inside my soul, I was struggling. Yeah, I'm not going to get money to build a big church at Palermo. And we are struggling with the value of just 15
million.
I was disturbed. I went to worry. Then, next Sunday we saw. The value stopped the same thing. Praise the Lord.
Yes,
hallelujah. Yes. I remember even the time. He was calling me to his office. There were some issues to settle, to sort with him. Praise the Lord. After finishing our issues, that was his last words. I said, it means for you. Praise the Lord.
Yes,
hallelujah. And that time was not the easy time. It was the tough time. We are not there. We are not there. For me, I was there. Yes, you are right.
It's him who was passing through
life. Praise the Lord. You can ask Mr. Mishaka Tayo.
When I go to Matthew,
Second Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 4:4.
Back in Rome, the Bible says,
they are athletes
gods.
Who blinds
us?
When we
and we think there is no God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who
are these athletes gods? The Bible is talking about. Who are these earthly gods that the Bible is talking about? The people who come to divert you from the truth. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Pastors.
Basumba.
We need to put away. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm not ready for this conference. It is my first time to hear from my apostle telling us you have your vision. You need to work for your vision. Pastor, let me tell you. For us, you will put it me. We are following your vision. That's true. That's why every problem we are having. We need to be revival on that area also. Praise the Lord.
Yes,
we need to have a vision. Every man of God, you need to have a vision. If you don't have a vision, you are going to go to die. Is the only thing that can strengthen you to go forward. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Even
the athletes, they run aiming at being the first. Even if he's number
vision is being number one.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Pastors, I want to pray for you as you pray for your church that in the kingdom come down.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And let His way be done in our ministries, in our churches, in our families, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. My colleagues, we need to go far. We need to be like no far. We need to be active and we need to be examples. In our cities. In our countries. Hallelujah. I want to tell the truth. In our ministry, many people are coming and ask how we do things. Please advise us. When you look at you, look at the young man. But you are doing well. Please advise. And people who are coming are older than me. But because there is a man somewhere praying for me, doing research for me, doing research for me. If he finds a good thing, he calls me. Praise the Lord.
Yes,
I want to tell you, pastors are suffering, are struggling because they don't know what to do. But for us, here, we are blessed. If that kind need, you are not to get it. The only thing you need to do, just wait for the right time. Just ask God to provide for you in every part of your life. After that,
work
with Him. He will give you a gift. He will give you a gift. And he says, every one day he will say, my son, thank you for the word. We pass time, we need just go to say thank you. Because we are servants. We are servants. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
A servant. If you are working, like you are working for pastor, I don't have an authority to go to him. Tell me. If you are suffering, he knows that you are working for him. And he knows that you need to be paid. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If to go for our soul mysteries, we need to change our minds. We need to be revived. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's why for me, from that time I meet Sozo, up to now, I have seen many changes in my life. I'm serious on that. Even my colleagues whom I used to serve with now we are there. When they look at me, they see future in me. I am there. They see future in me. Because we are moving on. Even if we are struggling, but God is on our side. We are going. Let me tell you. If you are going to buy, and you don't have transport, don't sit down. You food. You are called. You find your way. Hello? Pastor, let us move on. Let us move on. No matter what. that time we have a meeting with Papa. For they have changed my mind. But must have seen what it as far as I said.
Jesus.
Yes. You see me, Jesus?
He still has grace.
Ning, I think it is the problem in
my wisdom. But the way I do things, I have changed.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Many people,
they
come to me.
Pastor.
ABCD.
But you know,
Jesus, because I have grace,
then you
I rise up. I say, what is it?
Why? What is it?
Why?
And people are just looking at him. But I'm done.
My
and I want to tell you my
everything is done at God's timing.
I know.
Don't blame someone who attacks you.
Who does the wrong thing to you?
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Cross in.
Why?
We are aware and you have a creator.
That person is helping you to see
far.
Yes.
I tell you the truth. Yeah. And that person is not your enemy.
Yeah.
He's your friend. Hello. Praise the Lord. I want to tell you, my colleagues who are here today, we need to work together. If revival comes in
social,
we need to work together. Let us leave those groups. Those groups, and we come together. We do one body, we do one person, we shall go far. Hallelujah. There is no way to go far. When you are scattered.
People are trained at that
time. Eh? People from
Italy.
Italy. For us, we are from Italy. People from Nairobi. We are from Nairobi. As from Teso, we are from Teso. We are from Karamoja. Let me tell you, we need to be revival that area also. We are one person. We need to work together. We need to serve God with all our hearts. Praise the Lord. Fear not. He's on your side. Fear not. He worked for you. Let me tell you, my friends, from today, if you leave this conference and go back to your place, begin to change your mind. You know, for me, I want to do big things. But sometimes, when people look at me, they used to say, you are still young. You cannot manage. And for me, I know all of us, before the Lord, we are children. Hallelujah. We don't have a
person.
All your children. What you can do, I can do it. Definitely, if you are failure, I want to be a failure like you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We need to change our mind. We need to change our thoughts. Let us sit back. I saw the ministries. And let us pray for one another. If you are at home, pray for your brother. Pray for your sister who are there suffering. Praise the Lord. If you see miracles and wonders in Soso, if you see miracles and wonders in Soso, one another. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you this. If you are in your church, advise people to pray for our ministry.
The people you have will pray for your church and the church will go
fast.
Let us stop thinking that it's only us pastors who know how to pray.
Those people, they know how to pray.
The congregation also know how to pray.
Let us teach them to pray so that the Bible can come down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Let us take a minute.
In the last remaining 3 minutes,
amen.
We want us to renew
revival.
We are going to pray for revival.
If
you
are
going to
have social ministries,
for revival in social
ministries,
revival in our ministries,
revival
in our
ministries,
revival in our
city,
and in our nation.
Father, come.
Father, come.
Father, come. Father, come. Father, come. Father, come. We worship you. We glorify your name. There is none like you, my Father. We ask the revival to come in our cities, in our country, in our areas where we are from. We are struggling and suffering with everything we are under bondage. But we believe that there is no one who can help us. We believe that you are the only God who can help us. You are the only God who can bring revival in our area. You are the only God who can bring revival in our cities. You are the only God who can bring revival in our countries. That's why we have to go before you, my Father. As we pray the Lord Jesus, help us to understand what to do. Help us to understand the right time of bringing your word, the right time of declaring revival in our areas. Father, we thank you. We glorify your name. We lift up your name. Because there is none like you. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' name, I pray and I believe.
Amen.